Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
But Nick Kaiser, spokesperson for Hunter Water. These are amazing figures. Last week, we were reading that Hunter Water usage hit a high of 2,044,600 litres per person, 1980. 65,000 litres a year per person has come through recently. They are amazing savings. Nick, good morning. That's, you know, every now and then we hear of savings being made, whether it's electricity or money or resources, but that is a massive turnaround. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is. It's a huge change in I guess, how people are individually using water in the Hunter. And also, I think importantly, how businesses are using water in the Hunter as well.
Well, a lot certainly has changed. And I know we knew in 1980 and 1970 and 1960 it was a dry country and we were probably using a little bit too much water. But would it be fair to say that things like the dual flush loo, the water-saving shower heads were a great start? But do you think people, you and I, are now thinking that little bit further to go, do I need to use this much water?
Yeah, I think that it's a mix of both of those things. So over the last 30 years or so, as you said, there has been big improvements in water-efficient appliances. Today, you'd struggle to buy a shower head that runs as fast as what they used to. Even 5 to 10 years ago, you could still get a shower head that would run at about 20 litres per minute, and that's what those old-style shower heads ran at. Now they're all sort of around about the 7.5 litre a minute rate. And so you can imagine that if you're taking a 5 minute shower, once upon a time you would have been looking at about 100 litres per shower, and now that's reduced quite a bit. So just things like that have been coming in all over the last 30 years to help us get our water usage down.
Yeah, it is certainly a significant saving. And I remember when the water saving shower heads came in, I've got to be honest with you, Nick, I hated them because I'm sitting there and I'm going, it just feels like I was getting a mist. I was like, I want a shower, can something. But what's happened is they weren't great at the start, but they've turned around a heck of a lot, which is amazing. So, water saving shower head, how long have the dual flush dunnies been around for? That it's got to be longer than 30 years, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's longer than 30 years, but it's probably a matter of the uptake. So, you know, when these new toilets came on the market, which do use significantly less, so your modern-style dual-flush toilet uses about half the water of what an old-style full-flush toilet did. And it's just been a matter of a gradual transition of people replacing their loos. And I know that a few years ago there was a government rebate for people to change over their toilets from the old single-flush to the dual-flush, and Hunter Water was helping out customers do that, and it was hugely popular. So there were all these old, big, funny-looking toilets with the huge cisterns that were getting swapped over for, you know, your more modern ones. So all of these things coming together is what's bringing our water usage down.
I wasn't thinking we were going to talk about toots this morning, but obviously we're in that situation. So that's in. What about water tanks? Now, the mandatory rules now that new homes have to have a storm water tank. Is that really showing as well?
Yeah, that's largely part of basics. So when you build a new home, that has to meet certain efficiency requirements. And one of the ways that a lot of people do meet that requirement is by putting a rainwater tank in. And again, when you're building a new home, it just makes sense because you've got the space to put them. And a lot of these tanks are quite slimline now. And that way you're using rainwater for your lawns and gardens and sometimes even toilet flushing as opposed to drinking water. But again, it's been a gradual thing over time, and I understand, I'm told that back in the 80s, Hunter Water and the government discouraged people from having rainwater tanks. So I wasn't around then, and I can't speak to it, but again, that's another way that things have certainly changed, and policy certainly changed.
Well, look, I can tell you, yeah, you weren't around at Hunter Water at that stage, but it was true. And I remember a situation. I had friends on the Central Coast who wanted to put a stormwater tank in, and they were going to get fined if they did it. But that's the old days. We're here now. 65,000 litres per person per year. That's great. Can we do better, and how?
So Hunter Water customers, so as much as that is a great figure and it's a nice low figure, when we are compared to other areas of the country, we're still about 12% above the most efficient. And the most efficient water users in the country are those down in Melbourne. So it's not necessarily apples with apples. Yeah, I know. It's not necessarily apples with apples because, you know, you're looking at different density living and different rainfall patterns and things like that. But the biggest reason why people down in Melbourne are using such a little amount of water is because they had such a terrible drought just recently. So when things like water restrictions come in and, you know, people are really conscious of their water use, and on top of that, the government's also spending money on I guess, you know, water recycling projects and whatever else, then, you know, your water usage does come down, and even when it starts raining again, the dams are filled up, people tend to have those water efficient behaviours instilled. So that's one of the key reasons why they use such a little amount of water down there.
I suppose you can't use what you don't have. Nick, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is a major step forward, and any water we can save is definitely a step in the right direction. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a great Christmas.
No problem, Todd. You too. And one thing I'll just point out is that also over the last couple of years, we've had water-wise rules here in the Hunter, and they're all year-round water-saving measures. And they include that all hoses must have a trigger nozzle attached. Don't hose your hard surfaces like driveways and paths. And also only water your lawns and gardens after 4 p.m. and before 10 a.m. to avoid the heat of the day. So thank you very much.
Simple rules, Nick. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
2NURFM 103.7.